Life Healing Center, and I get to witness how good she is getting. I once asked Mackenzie, "When you were a little girl, what did you want to be when you grew up?" "I wanted to be a fireman or a nun," she told me. Her mom's response to the dream went like this: "Only boys can be firemen. Nuns have to marry Jesus, so you couldn't have a boyfriend." So I decided I wanted to be an abnormal psychiatrist, so I could understand why people do what they do. Mac told me she had decided this by 10. As we all know, by 12, she ditched psychiatry for the big silver screen, and America not only got a sweetheart to grow up with, but she found a new set of dreams to guide her. Finally, she's come back around to help others remember who they are. As a boy, I swam in childlike wonder, peppering myself with questions, wondering, "What does this mean?" And, "What might this do?" And, "What might I do one day?" And even, "How good might I get?" I was constantly wondering, "How good might I get?" Not good like Mama's good boy, but good in terms of a useful mind and a curious spirit and feet to take me great places. Imagine this notion as you consider that curious little Mackenzie. The Mackenzie I fell in step with for the very first time on TV as a kid, and the second time when she appeared on the screen in American Graffiti. In my mind, Mackenzie was a kindred spirit from a different time, grabbing for her slice of adventure. Later, as Julie Cooper popped up on One Day at a Time, I found a wisecracking and curious sidekick to play with once a week, no matter what. Then, things changed. Mackenzie was the first peer I remember seeing struggle with drugs. I wondered where my adventurous friend had gone, and soon discovered exactly where she'd checked into, as I landed there too. Turns out we'd both gone down a rabbit hole of adventures, dangerous and terrifying at times. We got better. We did. And now we thrive. Our very states of being have changed. We went from longing to die and end this thing to swimming in a beautiful journey and recovering love and family and truth and joy along the way. I love hearing Mac's stories, and I know hopeful healing will take you where it's taken me, to laughter and reconsidering what I dreamed of as a boy. She took me on a trip for two of remembering the life we've had, the jobs we've spun, the loves we've encountered. Mac reminds me every day to breathe, as living, breathing human beings. We are wired to breathe and dream, to dream, discover, and wonder as passengers on this delicious journey. Brad Lamb, author, teacher, and interventionist, and the founder of Breathe Life Healing Centers. Forward by Glenn Scarpelli. Laura Mackenzie Phillips has been my friend and my spiritually adopted sister since I was 14 years old. I think about the many chapters we've shared over the years. We've experienced births, deaths, celebrations, tears, successes, and disappointments. I've seen Mac at her best and at her worst. I've watched my friend transform, grow, collapse, and rise again. I knew her dad, and I know her son. I've seen the joys and heartaches that relationships have brought. Basically, what I'm saying is I have seen the real person, a real person with real life circumstances like any of us. Mac has been in the public eye since she was a kid, and I feel sometimes people have preconceived notions of who she is. But let me tell you, she is funny, happy, talented, smart, and incredibly generous. Always has been. She can also be vulnerable, shy at times, insecure, and incredibly sensitive. Like I said, a real person like any of us. Life is multifaceted, and she has been one of my teachers in learning how to accept and embrace it all. She and I don't look back and say, the good old days, because we know the best of times is now. I'm so proud of the person she is today. I have literally watched her come face to face with her pain, fear, and that empty void in her heart. Now, she's filled that void with self-love and peace of mind. As you listen to this book, you will see how she has taken her life experience and turned it into solid wisdom that she is determined to share strictly to help others.